Well, after a 240-mile drive from Austin to Eagle Pass, Texas, I'm standing outside the clinic of Hector Trevino, family practice, board certified, specializing in comprehensive health care. It's in a strip mall here in Eagle Pass, just off Highway 57. We're about to go inside and speak with the doctor.
I arrive on Dr. Trevino's first day back to work after the holidays. The Christmas tree is still up in the lobby, and a local radio station is playing in the waiting room.
Hi,
good to see you. Dr. Trevino, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you. Well, thank you for coming down all the way from Austin.
Thank you.
Dr. Trevino has patients waiting in the exam rooms, but he's willing to spare a few minutes to talk about his practice.
I'm actually originally from Eagle Pass. I was born here, and I've been practicing here in Eagle Pass for over 6 years.
Eagle Pass is not exactly a dream location to get sick, and it's not the best place on earth to practice medicine. There is limited access to medical facilities and providers, higher rates of uninsured people, and a higher than average rate of chronic illness, like diabetes.
There's a lot of patients that, by the time they come to see us, they're usually more complicated. They usually allow the disease to manifest itself in secondary and tertiary effects of the disease, and by the time we're seeing them, it's because they have to come and see us.
Why are people waiting?
They don't have insurance. They can't afford. They can't afford the medications. They can't afford the healthcare, access to healthcare.
So a lot of them seek care on the other side of the border, in Mexico.
And sometimes we use people can't afford to go get an X-ray or CT scan, and they'll go across the border to get it. It's cheaper to pay for that.
Trevino says when his patients feel compelled to seek care in Mexico, complications can result for them and for him. Some prescription medications have different names, and he has to figure out what his patients are taking. Sometimes doctors on the other side of the border offer a different diagnosis for a condition he's already treated.
So it makes it a little bit more difficult because there's another cook in the kitchen.
Trevino says if his patients could afford health care in the U.S., they wouldn't have to cross the border to get it. Right now, he has about 5,000 patients. That's a lot for a private family doctor. About 30% have private insurance, 30% are on Medicare, and 30% are on Medicaid. The remaining 10% have no insurance. Medicaid typically pays less than Medicare, which pays less than private insurance. But Dr. Trevino says sometimes the hardest part is getting any payment at all.
For something that I know that my patient may need and that I have to spend time, staff time, my time, trying to get authorization from somebody that probably has less training than I do, has less knowledge about the patient that I'm treating, and yet they're supposed to make a decision whether this patient gets it or not. And that's very frustrating.
Trevino gives the example of a boy who got into a car accident in Mexico. Doctors there x-rayed him, and they found a skull fracture. When the boy and his parent showed up at Dr. Trevino's office, he thought it would be a good idea to order a CT scan at the hospital. But Medicaid denied it.
And I actually got on the phone. I yelled, probably said words I shouldn't have said. They denied it. I called again, talked to a supervisor. They denied it again.
Encounters like those explain why Trevino is skeptical that a medical system overseen by Washington bureaucrats will fix health insurance. Both the Senate and House plans would expand Medicaid. The House version would significantly increase payments to primary care doctors. The Senate bill would not. While Trevino would like to see more people able to afford health insurance, he's not sure he could handle any more patients. But he dreams of healthcare legislation that leaves him with less paperwork, less time spent on the phone, and more time in the exam room with his patients. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.